Well, I just think it's the way it is. It's Ulster football, and that's the way football has gone. And that's why, you know, I just think that what happens is that teams in Ulster particularly get to know each other too well. We're playing against each other too many times, and that's why I think, you know, it's time to do away with the provincial championships, because, you know, it doesn't, you know, from a Donegal point of view, listen, we have to say we dish it out ourselves, you know, that's the way it is. Teams, you know, that's the way all teams are at it now. It's the way football's going. It's not a nice way, it's a nasty way, but, you know, most teams are at it, especially Ulster teams. I mean, you heard Benny Coulter on TV last night saying, you know, he didn't enjoy playing Ulster football, and I suppose that sums it up, and he preferred just to play in the qualifiers.
It's something that players have to deal with now, particularly in Ulster matches. Michael Murphy didn't react, and I suppose it showed the stature of his mantle coming on, going on to kick those 3 points towards the end and seal the win for Donegal.
Yeah, well, I think that the important thing is to keep your discipline. You know, people might say it's not easy in that there, but that's what you have to do, because what the opposition want you to do, whatever team it is, they want you to react to it. You know, and that's why most of it's been done, to get a reaction. See, can you get a player sent off in that there? But I just think with the whole thing, Oisin, I think the way it is that teams are meeting each other too often, and the Ulster Championship is the way it is, and it's a win at all costs, and that's what we have. And you know, I never expect to see that coming in. And I just, look, you don't like football. I don't like the way it's been played at the minute. Everybody, and this, every team's to blame for this. You know, there's no point blaming one team or another. Every team's to blame for it. They all do it, especially in Ulster. And look, that's the way it is. As you said, you have to deal with it and move on. And you know, try to deal with it as good as you can. And you know, the important thing is take it out on the ball. And that's the way it'll have to be.
I know the referee's getting some criticism today. Joe McQuillan dished out 15 cards, and I suppose it was always going to be a difficult task, was it, Martin, for him yesterday?
Yeah, it was going to be, and I suppose maybe he didn't get a lot of help from his other officials, and you need that at the minute, and that's what you need, you know. And, you know, suppose the incident at half-time as well, you know, even though it was kind of, there wasn't much in it, you know, back in it, but it still wasn't nice. And the one thing I'd say about it is, you know, let the players on the field play, and whatever goes on in the field goes on in the field, but you don't want to see people get involved like they did at halftime. People are not playing or not involved in it. I just didn't like the halftime incident, you know, and people can say, well, that's what Ulster football's about. Well, I don't think that's what football should be about. You know, I mean, there's a lot of children and people at the match and people watching on TV, and you know, we don't want to see, so one thing, you know, that incident half time is one thing we don't want to see. Suppose we could look at it, Oisin, from the point of view, you probably at this stage, particularly in Ulster, you probably need two tunnels and a pitch. That's what you need, probably solve a lot of problems.
Two tunnels and possibly a couple of extra officials as well, Martin. But let's look at the pluses of the game, and we've seen some excellent spell of football from both sides yesterday.
Yeah, well, the first half was good. I didn't think it was a good game overall now, myself, personally. I know a lot of people are saying it was a good game. I didn't really think it was a good game. The first half was good, reasonable. The second half was a terrible half of football. It was just you know, like one team trying to break the other down, and that there, a lot of defensive football in it. But I thought the first half was good. There's some great scores in the first half and some good performances, and it was enjoyable enough considering the conditions and everything else. And I suppose you had some good performances on both sides. The first half, I suppose Peter Hart was very, very good for Tyrone. I thought a good move Donegal made, and I thought they were a wee bit late doing it. It was pushing Carl Lacey up on him. I think that helped Donegal's cause, and Lacey had a very, very good second half. Martin McElhaney had a very good first half. Christy Toy, Patty McBrearty had a good game all through, and I thought Colin McFadden was very good as well.
And Frank McGlynn's seen a lot of the ball and done a lot of running, Martin.
And in particular,
he caused serious problems when he created space.
Yeah, he did. Well, you see, what happens with games, and it's interesting, teams do target certain players, and what I mean by that is they target them, put players on to mark them, and sometimes then other players are left free, and it's interesting that Tyrone left Frank McGlynn free, which was from a big plus for Donegal's point of view. Now, I don't think Armagh leave him free. I thought he was close to my man of the match, Frank McGlynn. I thought he had a great match. And I think then looking at it, Donegal then made a mistake by leaving Peter Hart free the first half. And I thought by leaving Matty Donnelly free. So I think just that's the way it is. I suppose when you're trying to mark certain players, there is players going to be free, left free.
Mickey Hart was very much upbeat after the game yesterday, Martin, and there's a lot of positives for Tyrone because they were being written off before this game against Donegal. I know they lost yesterday, but they're going to go into qualifiers and in a very strong position if they can knock on now and continue the good level that they put up yesterday.
Yeah, exactly, Oisin. You know, I think that, you know, there are a lot of pluses for them to get out of it. The big minus they would have in it is from their own point of view, is the forwards. I mean, I think it was Darren McCurry got the goal from play. and Colin McAliskey got 3 points from play the second half, and that's only two scores they had in the starting forward line, really, you know. So they're depending a lot on Sean Kavanagh now. Will they have to move him up? Because, I mean, maybe there is no point, people will say, with blanket defences, maybe playing an Ulster's kicking long ball into the full forward line. It's hard to win the ball in there with a lot of bodies about there. But I think they're going to have to change their style of football going down the road. And have they got that full forward, that target man, the way they play their football, it'll be tougher on them. But I'd say maybe Sean Kavanagh make one there. But you're right, Oisín, they've got a lot of pluses out of it. They'll be happy with their performance. But supposing they end up Tyrone with all they've achieved, it's no good being second best. They don't like that.
As for Donegal, they're through now to the first round proper of the Ulster Championship into a quarter final. This was a big hurdle for Rory Gallagher to get over in his first championship game in charge, Martin.
Yeah, exactly. It was very important. It was for a new management team coming to get over the first hurdle. That's an important one. And I think, you know, the Armagh game in the Athletic Grounds is going to be a tougher match. I think Donegal's performance yesterday will not be good enough to beat Armagh. Armagh have better forwards than Tyrone. Better scoring forwards, and I think they're better in the middle of the field than Tyrone. So Donegal's going to really have to up the ante. They're going to have to get a better performance, I think, in the Athletic Grounds if you want to win it. So it's going to be a very, very difficult match, but it'll be a different type of game. I don't think there's a bigger rivalry between Donegal and Armagh or Donegal and Tyrone. So I just think, you know, it'll be a different match, but it's going to be a very tough game.